Scully Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Scully Oil Company, Scully Jobbers and Dealers. Say, did you hear the thrilling announcement on this program last night? Well, even if you did, you haven't heard half the story, because I couldn't begin to tell you about all the fun you'll have with your own free copy of the exciting new holiday edition of the Freight Patrol Reporter. Yes, Captain Midnight's own Freight Patrol newspaper is off the press and ready to be given out free to every loyal member of the new 1940 Freight Patrol. That's the big news of the day. And believe me, you'll agree, it's big news when you see it. There's a marvelous big picture map in it. A map that shows you just where everything is taking place in Chuck and Patsy's Mexican adventures with Captain Midnight. Then, too, there's the true meaning of the secret password, Cobra Hopa, with the names of those who sent in the best answers. And maybe your own name will be in them, or some of your close friends. You want to be sure and find out the exact meaning of the secret password, Cobra Hopa. It's mighty important. But say, there are simply dozens of other exciting features in your new Freight Patrol Reporter. Things to thrill every air-minded young friend of Captain Midnight. News about aviation. Stories of famous aviators. Thrilling flights and flying thrills. You'll get them all in your very own new holiday edition of the Flight Patrol Reporter. But now listen, this swell club newspaper isn't going to cost you a single penny. You don't even need any labels or box tops or anything of the sort. It's absolutely free. All you do is have mother or dad stop at your Scully service station the next time you're out driving. Show your friendly Scully man your Flight Patrol membership card, and he'll give you a free copy of the new Flight Patrol Reporter and a good big smile thrown in for good measure. Boy, is that a bargain? Well, okay then. Stop at your Scully service station at your very first opportunity. And now to Captain Midnight. This is the morning of the gigantic cattle drive, when Ivan Shark's pilot will herd the parade of steers by airplane through the northern pass. Back in the Circular Valley, when Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda failed to return by daybreak, Chuck Ramsey and Patsy Donovan took off to search for him. It is now 2 hours after daybreak. Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda are lying on a high rocky shelf overlooking the valley. Behind and below them, on a level plateau, stand two airplanes. One is their own, and the other belongs to the pilot, Von Griff, who formerly flew for Ivan Shark. Listen as Senor Pareda exclaims,
"Look, mi capitán. The great clouds of dust down there, see?"
"Yes, senor. The cattle are beginning to move. I believe we can stop this drive, but for how long, I don't know."
"What is the plan, mi capitán?"
"Well, the valley, as you know, is very wide until it reaches this end. Then it narrows rapidly into the pass."
"Si, senor."
"It will be fatal if we allow the cattle to get too close to the pass. Not, however, if they can be headed off before that."
"Si, it could be done, but it would require very many men on horses."
"Perhaps it could be done with one airplane. If the head of the column can be turned to the right, then back to the south, we might still be able to stop the drive."
"It would be very, very difficult, mi capitán. And these planes of this Ivan Shark, they will come and they will shoot us out of the sky."
"There's just one big chance, senor. A fact which is a great help to us."
"And that is, mi capitán?"
"Now look. Look down the valley there. The movement of such a big herd of cattle has caused a great cloud of dust to arise. Now this cloud stretches from one side of the valley to the other. Shark's planes are on the other side of that cloud. They're flying back and forth, keeping stragglers from wandering away from the main herd. And we'll be able to fly in this end of the valley without their seeing."
"Ah, senor. It is true. The dust rises high in the air. They will not see it."
"I think the leaders of the herd will begin to arrive in the middle of the valley in about another half hour. Now, by that time, we must be in the air."
"But, mi capitán, what about this pilot Von Griff? What shall we do with him?"
"Well, he hasn't recovered consciousness yet. Probably won't for a while either. He hit pretty hard when I knocked him down."
"Should we not tie his hands and his feet before we leave?"
"No. When we take off from here, we might not come back. And if we left him tied up here, well, it might be the same as killing him."
"Si, that is true."
"We can't take him with us. So we leave him unbound so we can save himself when he comes to. He'll have a tough enough time as it is."
"I look in his cockpit and I see the canteen of water."
"Yes, I noticed that too. We'll take it out and place it near him so that he can see it as soon as he comes to."
"Look, mi capitán."
"Hmm?"
"Look, on the other side of the path. It looks like the airplane in the air."
"What? You're right.
Perhaps it is the pilot of the Ivan Shark. But that will not be good. We will not be able to carry out our plan."
"Oh, yes, this is going to make it bad."
"It is coming this way very rapidly. It is the Black Plague.
Yes. Shark must have sent one of his planets down to this end of the valley, just to see how things were getting along.
You think then that he will return to the other end?
Well, that's what I'm hoping.
But he does not fly back that way. He comes directly toward us.
Uh-oh. I forgot about these planes below us. Ours and Van Briss.
It is most unfortunate, mi capitan. When this pilot sees the planes on the ground, he flies back to Ivan Shark and makes the report.
Oh, well, there's no way of concealing him now. We've got to take the chance.
He sees the plane. He changes the direction.
Yes. Well, the next thing we've got to worry about is whether he'll see us. If he does, we're going to be in a mighty tough spot.
You mean he dives and shoots at us with the machine gun?
Exactly. We better start looking for a hiding place.
Look, he circles over the plane. He looks at them. Now he makes the dive.
Yeah, that's what he's doing, all right. He's diving down to look them over.
Look, mi capitan. What is the white flag?
Why, that's not a white plane. It's a white streamer. Why, what in the world?
You mean the white streamer like we have tied to our plane?
Yes, senor. Chuck knew I was going to fly a white streamer. So he must be flying one himself. Only his is fluttering back from the cockpit.
You mean this pilot is Chuck Ramsey?
Well, it must be Chuck. How did we come out looking for us?
This is the man lying on the ground. He thinks it is one of us.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, shut his engine. He's coming into land. Come on, senor. We'll run down to meet him.
Captain Midnight, it's you.
Oh, Captain, gosh, we're glad to see you.
Look, Mr. Capitan, the Senorita Patsy, she is with
you. What are you doing here, Chuck? Where did you come from?
We've been out looking for you. You said you'd be back by daybreak. When an hour after that had passed, why, I took off to search for
you. Was it wise to bring Patsy along, Chuck?
I wanted to help find you, too.
But this is taking a terrible chance. The air is full of sharks' brains.
I kept over to the west, along the course you told me. And then we saw a big cloud of dust and came over this way. I was just circling around to see what caused the dust cloud when I saw two planes on the ground.
Mi capitan, perhaps this is a fortunate meeting. Chuck, he can help us to head off the cattle.
Head off cattle?
Now look, it's this way, Chuck. We found out that Ivan Shark is driving all of Senor Paredes' cattle through this pass, but he's going to sell them to a crook by the name of Luto.
Oh, I get it. And that's what's causing this dust cloud.
That's right. The cattle are already on the move, and we've got to be in the air in a few minutes to head them off.
But this other plane and this fellow on the ground, who's he?
Well, we captured him last night. He landed here after we did. Says his name is Von Griff and that he used to be Ivan Shark's chief pilot.
What do you know about that?
Brazen beacons.
What are you going to do with him? And how did he get hurt?
Well, he tried to pull a fast one on us last night and I had a fight with him. I must have hit him a little bit too hard. We're going to leave him here. In fact, that's the only thing we can do.
What's your plan about heading off the channel?
Well, as long as you're here, Chuck, you can help me. But first, how's your engine running
there? It's okay. Although it did miss a few beats about 10 minutes ago. But I think it was just a little water in the gas.
All right. Now, here's what you do. We'll take off. And when the leaders of the herd get to a point about 2 miles from the entrance to the pass, we'll dive on them and turn them. Turn them to the right if possible, because there's more room there. That big cloud of dust extends from one side of the valley to the other, and I don't believe any of Shark's pilots will be able to see it. As soon as we've got the head of the herd turned, then you fly to the west, over the next ridge, and back home. I think Shark's planes are all busy at the other end of this valley, so they won't see you.
But what about you, Red?
Well, Senor Paredes and I'll stay long enough to be sure we've got the drive stopped.
But you can't stay here all day. You haven't got very much gas left now.
Yes, I know that. But if we can stop the drive for today, then we may be able to reach the city and get some help tonight.
Okay, Captain. I understand.
Now, wait a minute. Now, remember this, Chuck. Just as soon as we get the herd turned, I'll give you a signal. I'll rock my wing. Then, you head to the west and back to the old crater. I don't want to have Patsy doing any more of this kind of flying than is absolutely necessary. It's too dangerous.
I'll get her home just as soon as I can.
All right. I'll give your ship the gun then and take off. Keep circling around overhead until we join you.
Okay. I'll be off in a jiffy.
Minutes later, Captain Midnight and Chuck, each flying his own ship, are out over the middle of the valley at 1,000 feet. A gigantic cloud of dust fills the air, and from the heart of this cloud are beginning to emerge the lumbering outlines of the leading animals. Crazed by the roar of airplane motors, they're sweeping on in a gigantic, furious mass. Listen as Patsy exclaims,
"Gosh, Chuck, I never saw anything like that in my life."
"I haven't either, Patsy. Look at those steers come.
They don't look as though they're moving very fast from up here, but I'll bet they are."
"Yeah, you know they are. Look at their hooks fly up and down."
"Listen, there's that engine again.
There must be some more water. It'll burn through."
"Gee, this would be an awful place to have a forced landing, Chuck. The front line of that herd must extend for over a mile."
"Sure must. Boy, look at them come. We'll have to start turning them pretty quick."
"Uh-oh, there's that motor again.
I wish Captain Midnight would start turning them so we could get out of here."
"Well, it sounds all right now. I guess the water's going through."
"I just can't take my eyes away from that sight below. I've seen a small herd stampede once, but never anything like this."
"Gee, Chuck, if a person got in front of those steers, he wouldn't have a chance."
"I'll say he wouldn't."
"Look, Captain Midnight's waving at
him. Yeah, so he is.
There he goes down. We better follow him.
Okay, here we go.
I see what he's going to do. He's starting on the left side of the herd, and he's going to dive down along the front of it.
Sure, that's it. Don't you remember? He said he wanted to turn him to the right.
Boy, look at him go. He's almost down on the ground.
Well, he's right in front of them. When those steers hear the roar of his exhaust, they'll turn sure.
And then with ours right behind, it ought to work.
Look out now, Patsy. We're getting down close. Is your belt fastened?
Sure it is. Gee, Chuck, isn't this wonderful? We're right in front of those steers. Look at their heads charge up and down.
Gosh, Patsy, this doesn't seem to turn them. It turned a little bit, but not enough.
But it's going to be an awful job, Chuck. They're galloping so fast in one direction that they can't turn very well.
I know it, but they can turn gradually, and that's the only chance.
There goes Captain Midnight again.
And here we go, too.
Look, the leading animals are beginning to turn.
Yeah, but still not enough. Now watch it now, Patsy. We're down right in front of them.
We're right over the ground. Look at those steers come.
Oh, the engine. It's missing again.
It's the water, but it'll catch again.
Blazing beacon, Patsy. The motor, it's quit.
Well, catch it, Chuck. Catch that engine again.
I'm trying to, but it won't catch.
Hey, what do we do?
Oh, I'll have to set the ship down.
But where, Chuck? Where?
I'm going to try to get away from in front of the herd, but I don't think I can make it. Hold tight now. The wheels are about to hit.
Well, Chuck and Patsy
are in the most dangerous situation they have ever encountered. Chuck is making a forced landing right in the path of a gigantic stampeding herd of cattle. What can be done to save them? The next adventure is packed with thrills and excitement. Don't miss it. Tune in next Monday to Captain Midnight. And now, a special assignment for every Flight Patrol member listening in tonight. Listen closely. Chuck and Patsy and Captain Midnight, too, want to be sure every single member of the new 1940 Flight Patrol gets a copy of the swell holiday edition of the Flight Patrol Reporter. So do this for them, will you? Tell every other member you know that this new Flight Patrol Reporter is now ready for them at their Skelly service station. Tell them all they do to get their free copy is to show the Skelly man their Flight Patrol membership card the next time they're out driving with their mother or dad. Remember, it's absolutely free. And if there's any of your friends who haven't yet joined the new 1940 Flight Patrol, just have them see their Skelly man about that right away. But don't forget now, everybody, get your free copy of the new Flight Patrol Reporter at your Skelly service station the next time you're off in the family car. Now, don't forget to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. The stampeding herd of thousands of crazed cattle will soon be upon Chuck and Patsy, who are powerless to stop them. Can they save themselves? What will happen next? Be sure to listen Monday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and Happy Monday!